Hello everyone, this is Constance Crone, and I'd like to thank you for joining us tonight. The subject of tonight's call is integrating energetics with biological supports. And tonight we have Dr. Maren Gell and Dr. Stephen Davis, who are both experts in this area. So without further ado, I'd like to ask Jeff if he would start and lead us off.
Thank you, Constance, and welcome to everybody to another one of our calls. It's a pleasure to be with you. And we had been talking over the past months, and as we were developing some of the newer formulas and the master formulas, and as the technology and understanding of subtle energy has been advanced by Dr. Crone and all of us who've been using his materials and products for a long period of time. And I said, I think it's timely for us to talk about and discuss the use of energy tools along with other modalities, and more especially with supplementation and various biological materials. I think most of us are aware that the energy tool formulas provide organization, information, and energy to the body to control and coordinate, regenerate, and restore normal physiological functioning. However, they don't exist in a vacuum, nor can they always be counted upon to achieve their intended purpose without appropriate support and materials. I would liken it to having a work crew with all their equipment and saws and drills and forklifts and everything else at a construction site, but no construction materials or a paucity thereof in order to erect the building. And so we want to talk about targeting both the energetic pattern for an organ or an organ system or a specific purpose, along with targeted and clinical nutrition and or herbal drainage support, etc., in order to accomplish our ends. Fortunately or unfortunately, over the last 6 to 8 months, we have been seeing more and more cases that involve intense neurological involvement, cerebral ataxias, chronic nerve inflammations, in pediatrics, atonias, and other types of things that we haven't seen for quite a few years. And I think because of environmental toxicities, nutritional deficiencies, all the stressors that we are exposed to, including electromagnetic and Wi-Fi, et cetera, which tends to just pile on to our systems dysregulation and chaos. And while many of us who are cognizant of working at our health and supplementing our diets and trying to eat well and also adding energy tools into our lives, that's not necessarily true of our clients and patients who are very needy, and they often come to us in extreme deficiency of a number of things. The primary deficiency that we see in measuring physiology is in protein and peptide malnutrition. It's amazing when we start doing body composition to see people that are within a relatively healthy weight for their height ratio, and yet they're obese, skinny people. Their ratio of lean body mass to adipose and fat tissue is very disproportionate, and we've seen people with body mass indexes up to 38, 39, and yet they're not overtly obese. And these are often cases where people have muscular problems, fibromyalgia, fatigue easy, poor recovery from exercise or work. And so we need to be aware of, in our interviewing process and talking to our clients and patients, the onset of their condition, but also what are they actually putting into their bodies on a regular basis. We used to do 3-day diet charts or 5 days. What did you eat over the last 5 days? Everybody lies about that. Most people don't eat early in the morning, and they call it breakfast for a reason. Right? It's supposed to break the fast of sleeping all night and getting up, but if you start interviewing your clients and patients, you're going to find out that the vast majority of people will go to bed at 9, 10, 11, 12 o'clock, whatever time they go to bed. They'll sleep for 6, 7, 8 hours. They'll get up, shower, shave, and do all their morning deal, and get ready to roll off to work, grab a cup of coffee, a cup of tea, a donut, a Pepsi, a an English muffin, a bagel, who knows what. They usually start with some carbs and something to jack their adrenals up, and off they go. And probably don't really eat anything till 11, 12 o'clock, sometimes 1 o'clock during the day. So they've gone now 13 hours in telling their body, I'm not going to feed you. And then when they start dumping food in, the body's response to that is to secrete a lot of insulin and store that fat because they think, well, I'm going to starve another 13 hours or maybe I don't know what I'm going to eat again. And they get in a cycle that's very pathological as far as their wake sleep eating habits and what they're eating when during the day. And I've taken to one, not only look at what supplements people take, what medications and drugs they're prescribed from their physicians, but also what is your pattern? What is your sleep pattern? What is your eating pattern? If you're eating, what are you really eating? Don't lie to me because it doesn't help me help you. We try to be very frank with our clients about their responsibilities. Our mission statement here at Bioenergy Med is to create independence, not codependence, in education and teaching people about their health. And so on my very first visit, I always tell people, this is my responsibility and my professional component, and this is what you have to do. You don't have to just take a bunch of supplements that I give you or do this or do that, but I want you to actively participate, one, in understanding where we're going, what our model is, and what you should be doing. You know, that's how we actually initiate. I wanted to just open the forum more or less to this so that we could do some Q&A about what supplements go with what energy tools, what have we seen, and there's other experienced practitioners on the line. We find that if we open a concept and lay out a little bit of information about it and then find out what you want and need to know, it's the best format for these calls. So I'd like to move into that right now. If somebody has a case or a question, let's start there and get a dialogue going on that.
Hi, this is Dr. Karen Cam from Lake Placid, New York. I see a lot of people with fibromyalgia and adrenal fatigue only because I got it myself about 8 years ago and have recovered largely with nutritional supplements, energy healing, spiritual healing, life wave patches. However, I noticed that in all of my patients and myself, we have this little tubby belly thing going, and I'm already doing everything I can do to eat organic food and take nutritional supplements, but aside from taking a bunch of pills, I just started on the energy tools. I just wanted to know what are the things you can suggest, because my female patients are very, very frustrated with this spare tire that they have, and they've tried everything, including tons of exercise, to get rid of it.
I wish I knew how to do it 100% of the time, because I'd have a line down and around the corner. However, there's a couple things that we look at, and I don't know what's in your skill set as far as testing people, whether you do kinesiology or electroacupuncture or anything like that?
I listened to Dr. Robert Stasko's CD on his energy testing and just started that Friday. So I've done some other muscle testing, but I never really was taught formally by anyone. But I think what he taught was very useful. So
in general, what we see and how you arrive at the conclusion to quantify it is really up to your skill set, to your license, to what your scope of practice is, and so forth. But let's just go to the generalities, and we'll talk about some specifics. Within the last 5 to 6 months, and one of the reasons we develop and are encouraging people to get familiar with the Master Brain Formula, we've seen that almost, if not every individual who comes to us in ill health, by the nature of their repeated failed adaptations to whatever their stressor may be, whether it's chemicals, heavy metals, viral load, infection load, etc., have to some degree or another pituitary hypothalamic endocrine axis, either, I won't say failure because that's inappropriate, but definitely dysregulation of that entire system. And so I always look to pituitary hypothalamic function. And I'm going to talk about some different companies who have unique product on this call because they are unavailable elsewhere. And I talk about things that work well, not because I encourage people to just use that company for any reason coming back to me, but that it's what works for us in clinical practice, and we want to share that. I have probably used more pituitary hypothalamic glandular extract from Biotics research in the last 6 months than I did in the last 2 or 3 years, and I was always a pretty heavy user of it. But we've found that in order to get the regulation of the neuroendocrine system and the autonomic nervous system back on track, we have to first supply energy and food and EFAs to the brain and to the pituitary hypothalamic tract, and then find the original sin, which in many, many cases, it's almost unbelievable. We have seen dramatic resolution to simple early infections being dealt with that they had early in life, especially staph strep or common viral antitoxins such as adenovirus in kids, Coxsackie virus, etc. But it doesn't show up until after we really get that pituitary hypothalamic tract back together. Now, what does that affect? Well, it affects the thyroid function, which we often chase, and everybody's out talking about thyroid, because there's lots of nutrition, lots of supplementation that can have an effect on the thyroid. But when you pull them away, the thyroid goes back to being dysfunctional because it's really being controlled by a pituitary. The same with the pancreas. The pituitary, pancreas, and adrenal gland make up an endocrine axis of regulation and counter-regulation. And so the eating habits of people and their development of syndrome X and hyperinsulinemia and so forth and so on follows a pattern that dysregulates not only the pancreas function, but also eventually wears out and stresses the pituitary hypothalamic function and the adrenal function. And so one of the things we use that covers a lot of territory for this is a product called Seriphos, S-E-R-I-P-H-O-S. Phosphatidylserine, and there's a number of different companies that carry it. I've used Seriphos for a long period of time, so that's the brand that I get, and it's rather unique. Phosphatidylserine, phosphatidylcholine, their uptake can be enhanced by utilizing a low dose of uridine triphosphate with the fatty acids when they're taken. And UTP, you look it up on the internet and start doing some research, you'll find out it has some very unique properties. It's the first cousin to adenosine triphosphate. There are also other homeopathics and what are known in homeopathy as isode formulas that stimulate and help to reactivate cellular respiration. If you're already thinking about the stuff between the smallest stuff that we know, which is the subtle energy, subtle energy is what is in and around the quarks. It's in between all the cells. It's in between the smallest particles we can see. If we're already organizing at that level, then we have to start thinking about things like cell signaling factors and ubiquinone and all the Krebs cycle intermediaries such as SAMe and NAD. There's just so much out there. It just takes a little bit of digging to find out about it. But one of the formulas that we also use from HVS laboratories is called support formula. And Alan Kratz developed it years ago and was strictly for support of the cellular respiration cycle. It's water-based. It's easy to take. We use it in a lot of kids. And it's a great carrier solution. So some of the formulas that we use, of course, phosphatidylcholines, EFAs, they're all helpful to support the neuroendocrine system and regeneration of that. What's going to get rid of that tummy fat? A lot of it is stored toxic fat and also what we call gut-associated lymphoid tissue. There's a lot of fluid in that particular area held by the body also in the lymphatic system. And so we encourage lymphatic drainage and basically all the things that counter-regulate cortisol and minimize the excretion of insulin. We put people on protein-sparing diets with minimizing fats and oils and get their body to go into gluconeogenesis and rip down the rest of the stored fat after they clear the glycogen out of the system and give the pancreas a rest for 2, 4, 6 weeks and pull out that last stored fat. The other thing we look at is the toxic burden that the person has had, because the stubborn fat is also the most toxic fat. And that gets into an understanding of homotoxicology and which sorts of homeopathic combination antitoxins to use in conjunction with the energy tools. I would look at support for liver, spleen, pancreas in the energy tools line. Definitely in the master brain, definitely the adrenal support and regeneration, and combine it with some of the suggestions that we've made nutritionally and for the homeopathic products and see where that goes.
Great, thank you. And do you have anything to add for those women who are having really bad PMS? I have one that, I mean, she's always going to divorce her husband every month, and then that week goes by, and then she's fine.
Okay. We used to have a magnificent formula for that, and I think we were the only people in the country who bought it. It was a very specific combination of nutrients with some soy-based extracts. However, no longer available. So what we do use is definitely the pituitary hypothalamus, the PTHPT, vitamin B6 in the form of pyridoxal 5-phosphate or P5P. Yeah, activated B6 is the only kind we dispense from our clinic because it's obligatory to be utilized through the liver. And that would also help with the liver, spleen, pancreas support. From Marco Pharma, their female tonic / Contessa formula, I always say it should be in the water fountains of the world. We should have a his and hers water fountain, so you can just go get a drink of this stuff. It is probably an 80 or 90-year-old German formula. It works extremely well. I would check that out and talk to Dr. Stashko, any of the other doctors who've utilized some of these things over the years. That's a tried and true formula. So I would say PTHPT, B6, and female tonic from Marco Pharma, along with Master Brain, liver, spleen, pancreas, would get you a long way with the gout. The other one?
Stress relief.
I know that's in Master Brain, but...
Is there indium in there?
No.
In the pituitary hypothalamus?
It's in balance.
It's in balance. Okay, thank you.
Indium is in balance, but for the I'm going to chew nails and can spit them out feeling that goes along with all the support and trying to fix the pituitary and all the things that help cause the PMS, the stress relief, in my experience, and the cream on the tummy for the cramps and the kind of uneasy tension feeling that you get are excellent for PMS, as is rescue for the muscle when your whole body is all tense and everything. Those are like 911. You can take them and they work right away, and then you support it with everything else.
I'm surprised you didn't mention, you know, Harmony or Tranquility. I haven't used those.
Well, Tranquility will also do that. So will Magnolia Stress Aid.
Right. The Tranquility energy will definitely minimize the urge to kill.
I had a lot of personal experience with this, and I can vouch for it, and I have a whole lot of female friends and other doctors and that have used this, female doctors that have used it personally and with their patients, and that combination. I think the information, Jeff, you gave is probably something to keep you to stop having that PMS problem, you know, because stress relief does not address that at all. It just keeps you more level.
Gotcha. And when you said PTH, did you mean that as a energetic formula or as glandular?
No, as a glandular support.
Glandular, okay. Oh, and how much of the vitamin B6 activated?
It depends on the individual. I have a specific testing procedure that I go through for that with the EAV and with certain points that I have them ground to, mostly brainstem, until I find the right combination. Sometimes it's one PTHPT to 10 drops of Master Brain to 3 B6 or whatever, and I'll start there. What's nice about B6 phosphate is you can microdose it up and down. Biotics has a good one in a tablet form. Douglas Lab has like 100 mcg in a capsular form. Then everybody has it. Pure encapsulations, everybody. You know, there's a lot of good companies
right
out there that have quality products, whoever you tend to use. And that's, again, where I teach people to be a little more responsible and say, look, let's take a steady dose of the pituitary hypothalamus, maybe one twice a day or two in the morning, one at night or whatever, because your first sign of having a little bit actually saturated or not needing as much is you'll get a mild headache after you take it. It'll last for about 15 minutes. And you go, okay, if somebody's taking three of them, cut back at that point to two. If I had somebody taking two, I'll have them take one. But with B6, you can go up and down with it depending on the day. And you in the middle of the day, you go, man, you know, I've got a lot of work. My brain's, you know, just give me a couple B6. The other thing it does is helps you to diurese. So if you take 2 B6 maybe 3 times a day for a short run, you're going to exchange a lot of fluid out of the system too.
Oh, I think I remember you mentioning that on another call, and I noticed for me when I started longevity, for example, I had 2 weeks of weight gain, and I think that was mostly water.
Yeah, so you pound some B6. Truth be told, there's a lot of people know me for a long time, and my right-hand gal here works with me. And much like Constance, she's experienced all the biological medicine over the last 20 years of working with me. So I just genuflect and deflect most of these issues to one, people who have the experience and live in the female body and know what it's like. Like, what do I know? Me trying to externally fix the female endocrine system is like trying to play a concert piano with boxing gloves on. I know what to do and how to get there, but when it comes to fine-tuning specific cases, that goes over on Linda's side of the ledger here. So,
well, thank you very much.
Thank you.
From Utah, this is Michelle Kogler. I have a client who has had chronic herpes for the last 4 years and has had debilitating pain for that. We've looked at the emotional components. We've looked, I'm at a standstill. I don't know what to do for her.
Okay. How old is she?
She's 52. We've been dealing with the hypothalamus, pituitary, adrenal.
Is she on thyroid medication?
She is.
Yeah. Okay, so there's two major components. One, her calcium, magnesium, especially calcium metabolism, would be pretty compromised. And I've developed a formula called MinMetab that has parathyroid and spleen glandular support, along with appropriate minerals and a 1-to-1 ratio of calcium, magnesium. She will probably have tight shoulders, knots in her trapezius, just always tense tight shoulders, occasional leg cramps, acid indigestion. Does it sound like your patient?
She hasn't mentioned the acid indigestion. I know that she's definitely got tight traps.
Okay. Have you used any of the homeopathic detox substances for virus?
Oh, definitely. We've backed herpes zoster out and...
Herpes simplex.
Herpes simplex, thank you. That this chronic herpes type 2 is just stuck, and I can't figure out how to get it out.
Okay, well, there's a couple of things. Definitely the thymus support, because it probably goes way back for this gal, real early in life. We use a homeopathic combination from Complimed called Stimutox, and there's another one called Preventicin, and I split the hairs between the two of those, but Stimutox is really excellent for reactivating chronic long-term exhaustion to a particular issue.
I'm sorry, what company was that from?
Complimed. The chronic immune support, I'm sure you've been employing that, and there is a new product that I am extremely enamored with. It's new to me. It's very old, and there's several things out there, but it's called Terratol, T-E-R-R-A-T-O-L.
Okay.
Anti-inflammatory, antiviral, balances. What I've seen is it really helps to balance pH and oxidative stress in the body. There's several good liquid mineral products out there with fulvic acid in it. Terratol is fulvic humic acid and is in a capsule form. But there's also the other formulas that are energetically charged and have fulvic acid minerals. And you really got to change the biological terrain for this gal and get the parathyroids right. So I would suggest from Bioenergy Med or MinMetab.
Okay. Encountered anybody who has had chronic
herpetic infection like this?
Yeah, I've just never seen anything quite like it before. Never a break for this gal, and she's losing it.
Well, I would look also on an energetic basis and homeopathic basis up female genetic history and look at her mom or grandmother, especially the maternal grandmother. Do you know the blood type in this patient? Is she an A blood type?
She is.
Blonde hair, blue eye?
Yep.
Yeah, okay. Well, hit me with an email and we'll help you solve the rest of that. But she's got, that gets into some higher level homeopathy too that would be a diversion to the call.
I would like to jump in and just say that the Healing Love Lotion does calm herpes down.
Oh, absolutely.
from what I've been told, the sooner you put it on, you can actually stop the eruption and the pain. I've had several people tell me that they have put it on herpes outbreak, and it has taken the pain out within several hours. It's gone. I don't know in this chronic case, but it's worth a try. It's solving the problem, but it is giving some relief.
That's not necessarily so, because it is a pro-inflammatory process, and also there's a big emotional charge to a chronicity of any infection inflammation like that. And I'm so glad you brought that up, because that Healing Love Lotion is so overlooked and so underutilized. And it is absolutely one of the things that I use rubbed in at the brain stem, the nape of the neck, and also over the sacral plexus for people with neurological disorders, neurological Lymes, herpes. We see subacute meningitis from viruses, especially staph strep from early childhood. You start to take case histories and go back to the original sin. I can't tell you how many cases we've resolved using a staph strep antitoxin in the right combination, right dosage with these other tools. And that's also from Complimed. They're one of the few people still has that.
Thank you.
Yeah, the Healing Love is incredible for application over the thymus, over the thyroid, at the brain stem and the location of pain. Much different than the other creams and sprays and so forth.
Right. Since we're talking about Healing Love, I might as well throw this in. We just finished a study with, of all people, estheticians working on their clients, and they come in and they see an awful lot of emotional upset. So just for something for calming their patients down, they started applying it just to the forehead and over the heart chakra on patients, and 100% success.
Wow.
They tested it on 30 patients, and 30 patients went away with a smile on their face and said thank you. Now, the patients, it was blind because the patients didn't know anything about what the esthetician was doing. They would come in and they would be crying because they had a big fight with their husband, or they broke up with a boyfriend, or their dog just died, or they're PMSing, or they're doing, you know, whatever is going on, and they're a wreck. And so they were just instructed to just apply it to their forehead and their chest as part of their normal thing, not really saying anything to the client, and that, and they got 100% of people coming out saying it was the best facial they ever had, so glad that they came in, they feel so much better now, 100%.
Wow.
Yeah, what the Healing Love does is it unlocks the fear and anger. Then what you have with this gal with her herpes that's in a chronic state, is that she had become the infection. And so what she has to do is let that go, first of all, because she is completely connected to the fact it's now her. So she has an emotional attachment to the wound. She was violated in her second chakra. So out of that, she feels undone and unstable, everything else that goes with that. So the Healing Love applied takes the pain out, but it also restores the emotion and sends her to the vibration of love rather than fear and hate. If you can get her to then do an emotional release of letting go and tag the person where she believes she was violated and it became the problem, there's always the event, there's always the, oh my God, and then we go through that drama, right? She still relives it every time that lesion comes up, and when the lesions don't go away, she stays attached. So she has to emotionally let that go. Healing Love will help her because it'll take the pain out and it'll shorten the actual recovery time, which is obviously what she's after.
Yeah.
What she also has, as we all know, is that this thing is a virus. In my clinical experience, a nano silver saturated in a cotton ball over the lesion, left on overnight while they're sleeping, will resolve the acute infection that's going on. It'll kill the zone that's there.
Okay. What strength of nanosilver is that?
Well, there are different companies out there, and they have them at a level of, you know, anywhere from 10 to 20 parts per million. But you're looking for a nano, because what a nano does, if the particle size is less than approximately 300 nanometers, it'll get past the cellular membrane and actually inactivate the virus. The problem with other topicals and other antivirals that are on the market is that they cannot penetrate or get past the cell wall, cell membrane.
Right.
Okay, so the point is, it's got to be a nano. Soluble silver, which is kind of nationwide, but it's only about 5-10 parts per million. But that is a knock the symptom out, take the inflammation down, resolve the acute flare. The other issues is getting to the complete cure, which is reestablishing the energy to that chakra base, which goes back to the other things that Jeff's talked about and restoring the integrity of the whole system endocrinology-wise, coupling that with taking advantage of the antiviral capability. So like the chronic immune as a tincture that's on an extended basis, because what you want to do is keep the immune system at high alert to be able to keep this under control. And then also by having the topical application, at least there is a sense of relief and they have an ability to get this under control if it comes out again, so it keeps the fear, frustration, panic under control. Healing love allows her to vibrate to a higher level, so that makes it easier for her to let it go.
Thank you. This is exactly the piece that I think will resolve that. Thank mm-hmm. you, thank you, thank you.
What about one other thing? Forgiveness.
Forgiveness, yeah. I was going to say, Dr. Davis did the whole thing on forgiveness before, and I'm like, yeah, these two really go together for this.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
They do.
In letting go of process, if they actually take a few drops before they do the emotional part, it's much more profound.
Okay.
What it does is it sets. The thing that I use in our practice with our patients and folks that are confused is that when you go to a football game, everybody's doing rah-rah. I'll actually see people who don't even want to be there, they get involved with the rah-rah. Right?
Oh.
So herd immunity. So what you do is, subtle energy is just that. It's the rah-rah energies to get the thing moving to the level of the heel. You're raising the vitality, you're raising the awareness, you're raising the systems. So the things that Yuri has done in his brilliance to give us tools. So like Jeff started out, if I'm a carpenter and I just got a hammer in my toolbox, then all my problems are nails. But if I have a collection of things that I can use, then I can make some beautiful architecture, beautiful stairways, etc., because I have the tools to do the precise carving and also to create the right feel that I'm wanting to put together. So in the kaleidoscope of energies that have been created, we have the ability to affect the emotional body and raise it to a level or encourage it to the level to be able to put it to a state that the person can actually heal. Because healing and chronic illness, as Jeff and I have observed, and many of us have, is something gone wrong in the heart. There's an emotional, broken heart or hard heart, angry heart, something going on.
Mm-hmm.
So out of that, we have the emotions of fear, and the antidote to fear is love, and also there is forgiveness, which is the antidote to the hate. So we eliminate the fear of hate by two simple remedies.
This is profound. Thank you.
Yep.
Hi, this is Nancy Cerniglia. I have a colleague that's actually on the line, and we're working with her issue of heavy metals.
Yes.
Specifically mercury and lead. And there's definitely a pituitary hypothalamus thing going on there as well. So I'd love to hear what you have to say.
So do we know by what method that it's lead and mercury?
She's had lots of tests done, blood tests.
Provocative studies with 24-hour urines or other DMPA or DMPS or something, and then seeing what the level of the burden is, or hair analysis or whatever. We know that we're dealing with it at what level, right?
Right.
So how long has she been aware that she's heavy metal burdened?
Approximately 4 years now.
Okay, and how much detoxification protocols has she been working through?
She has just recently started working on the heavy metal issue.
I see.
Are you the lady we're looking for?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, tell us your story.
It goes back really far, so I'm not sure how long I've had the heavy metals in my body.
Well, when did you become aware?
About 4 years ago, I did a heavy metals test. the DMSA chelator.
Right.
Okay.
And I attempted to do slight detoxification with a different practitioner and had a lot of Herxheimer effects, like itching of the skin. It's terrible. So I kind of gave up on that, thinking, you know, I'll do some slow detoxing, change my diet, different supplements, support my liver. And basically, I've had terrible endocrine issues, especially the thyroid.
Mm-hmm.
And probably about 18 years ago, the thyroid started after I had my first daughter. So I'm not sure if I had heavy metal toxicity way back or if it's something that was newly discovered 4 years. Just totally confused because the thyroid just has slowly been getting worse and worse and worse and worse to a point where it created that thyroiditis where it went into hyper.
Mm-hmm.
And it goes back and forth to hyper and hypo, and it caused blurred vision, terrible misfunction also of the pituitary, where it caused hormone release of prolactin to be highly elevated. So I'm all over the map. I'm just so confused. So that's when Nancy and I figured, let's just start working on the heavy metals, because it's known that heavy metals do disrupt the endocrine system. So we're trying to figure out what came first.
So are you aware of the Human Toxome Project?
No, I am not.
You know, just kind of Google that, Human Toxome Project.
Okay.
In 1971, the average American had 14 toxic chemicals in them, and today we're up to over 300. Okay. So it's not just mercury and lead. It's pesticides, herbicides, paint, solvents, et cetera. When you look at that, secondly, just big picture, is that it takes two elements of magnesium to eliminate one element of mercury from a cell. When you stress, the very first metal you lose when you stress, so you get the phone call from the IRS, the very first metal you lose in your urine is magnesium, which then follows with potassium. So from just basic biochemistry, your magnesium-potassium storages are always are low. Coupled with that, lead sits on the receptor site where calcium should sit. Unfortunately, if you took a nutritive calcium supplement, 2-to-1 ratio of calcium to mag, unfortunately, you will never undo this because you got to have it inverted. You got to have the mag to knock out the mercury, but you got to have the calcium that also helps undo the lead. Unfortunately, is that with your phase 1, phase 2 detoxification, if it goes downstream to be eliminated through your matrix out through your detoxification pathways, it'll get hung up and trapped in your kidneys, and it'll get hung up and trapped in phase 1, phase 2 of liver detoxification. If it passes all that, then it gets recycled in your colon. So all this hard work that gets done, people stay in recycle mode of a constant detoxification program because they never put all the pieces together.
Yeah, amen. Sounds familiar.
Okay, because the last third of your colon's job is to recycle the fluid. That's why we have a firm stool. But in that will come back the contaminants, the poisons, coupling that with, so if you don't have biological sponges in your colon that'll trap and hold these contaminants and poisons that are being released, then you stay in auto intoxication. So it is a mousetrap game of detoxifying, drainage remedy, supporting kidney liver function, bowel function, biological sponges to make sure it all goes, because if not, it's going to show up in your skin. That's why you itched. Your skin in Chinese medicine is your third kidney. Whenever you start detoxification, shows up in your skin, you know your liver, kidneys are not able to stand up to the chore.
Oh, I know that because I did this detoxification test that tested my liver and my kidneys, and liver is having a really tough time detoxifying.
Drink a cup of coffee in the evening or tea or something, it'll keep you up, right?
I don't drink caffeine. I don't drink coffee. I'm a very clean diet.
How about chocolate? What happens when you eat chocolate?
I really try to avoid that.
Well, she's trying to be clean there, Jeff. That's good.
All those will hit the cytochrome P450 pathway.
Yep.
And if you can't drink a coffee and go to bed, I think the stressor they use is actually a caffeine pill.
For the caffeine load, right.
Just it's a no-dose pill or something, and then they see if you get the jitters and can't clear it within 48 hours.
Yep.
So if you can't tolerate any of those things, a lot of people talk about detoxification, but they haven't studied homotoxicology.
Right.
And it's a whole separate body of knowledge, and it's definitely a separate call or two.
One of the real dramas of this whole detoxification game, particularly with mercury, if you get it freed from the cell, you understand, every cell is going to protect the body from the poison that it holds. And if you force it to release and it can't get out, it'll resettle someplace else.
Sure.
And has a tendency to settle in the nervous system.
This is what's happening with her.
You have to uncork your detoxification center. Jeff has some excellent products that he works with.
We'll coordinate that for you off air.
Because that's quite a workbook. But
okay.
Once you understand the big principle, then taking you through the routine becomes a wonderful experience of seeing your body repair.
Yeah, because with everything I've been trying to do, it's just I have no success.
Sure, and the more you go after it, the worse your nervous system becomes.
Yeah, I'm just developed this whole nervous anxiety kind of effect, and it's making my hair fall out now.
Sure.
You get down to the place where you need the fatty acids to bind these things. If you've done any sort of antifungal protocol, they have the cart in front of the horse because the yeasts are there to protect you from the heavy metals. I don't think Dr. Davis and I have specifically done an antifungal protocol probably for 10 or 15 years. I don't recall the last time I went after killing fungus.
I did do one last year. I did a candida.
And then you wind up with, quote, a Herxheimer reaction, which just means the clinician gave you the wrong stuff without the right support at the wrong time when you couldn't take it.
It was horrible. I even went to shark cartilage. Different practitioner had me on, and that's what I believe caused that thyroiditis, that outburst. It was terrible.
So we'll get together and email and talk about that and help you, you know, out of the bushes there.
Thank you.
This is Dr. Rochelle. A couple of comments, and I wanted to talk just briefly about some energy med products that I'm using. Number one, you mentioned Contessa earlier, and Marco Pharma has two new products in from the Philippines. One's called Promense and one's called Female Pro.
Oh, yeah.
Doing magnificent jobs in the area of regulating cycles. Nerve pain, we're having a great deal of success with just vitamin E and sometimes up to 1,200 for a short period of time for any nerve pain. It seems to be real beneficial. A couple of years ago, I had a client who came in from Mayo. His heart kept skipping time. And he would go back down, and they would re-regulate it, and he would be good for a few months. And, of course, the first thing I looked at is electrolytes. And we gave him an electrolyte product, and he went along completely through the summer and did pretty well until we got to heart time. And then he came in one day, and he said, I just don't feel right. And we put him on heart rate variability, and it was very irregular. So I said, let's try some heart support. So we put him on heart support, regulated it within 20 minutes, retested on HRV, looked great. Went away, everything went really well until late fall. And, you know, you talk about the biological support side of this. What we found that keeps his heart in time, and I have done this several times since then, is vitamin D.
Yes.
And you'll find this in the winter months or in the fall months when they're not out in the sunshine a lot. So, you know, with heart support, some electrolytes, and vitamin D, Mayo took him off of all of his medications.
Cool.
Absolutely. I think in the previous case where almost everyone that has this type of I can't get around detoxing has definite deficiencies in the fat solubles, A, E, D, and K. And that's why when we did the parathyroid formula, we put phyloquinone in, some vitamin K in with the vitamin D.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody's jumping on vitamin D right now, which is a great thing. It really is extremely deficient. And we do see these seasonal affectations at the change of seasons. We're a week away from the equinox, and I know my phone's going to ring on all the people that have either allergies or gastrointestinal problems that have been quiet and then right at the change of a season.
We're already there.
Yeah.
And the other one that I wanted to mention to you is I do an inordinate amount of ADD, ADHD, and autism in my practice. And when the Master Brain formula first came out, I have a little girl who's 9 years old, and she's full-blown autistic, was given 7 vaccinations the same day she went in for ear infections, plus a flu shot. And they wonder why she is the way she is. But anyway, she originally came in my office very stimmy, you know, couldn't carry on a conversation. And we put her on Master Brain and Balance. I use CerebroCalm. I don't usually introduce the Bs to them first because of the gut influence, and sometimes you can get yourself into trouble with that. But usually put them on a colostrum initially. And then we use Clean Sweep in the classroom because of all of the outgassing of the lights. And she came in last week, and we do neurointegration. And this is a little girl that is stimming, wandering around the room, singing to herself, doing all of the behaviors autistic children do. And sat in a chair, let us put photostim glasses on her, which elevated vitamin D, or elevated dopamine level. And sat there, and we had an imaginary tea party with a friend. She carries on fluent conversation. The people in the classroom saw a night and day difference when we put her on the Master Brain formula. So, again, just a combination of using nutrients along with the energy tools that we've been given.
Well, they work especially well in pediatrics because, one, they're anabolic, and two, they haven't got into the chronicity of developing a dysfunctional adaptative energy and biological pathway to run their system on.
Well, I find with a lot of my children, it seems as though the insult is actually the vaccination that they're given at 2-3 days of age because that blood-brain barrier is still very open. So some of the energy tools just allows me to get into those places and kind of open up the case for me.
You know, let's kick back to healing love a little bit on this one. I have had a lot of little kids where we utilize that and other types of techniques and energy patterns. Almost always the insult is over that thymus, is to the thymus.
Yes.
And so I not only use the healing love on the thymus, but also at the injection site.
Yes, very definitely.
And I asked the parents to find out where they were injected. I've seen they'll jump from left arm to the left leg. I mean, I had a little gal. She had 6 or 7 Maxine, and they were all in her left leg. And then she developed this swelling in the joints and so forth, and only in the left knee. They said, oh, she has, you know, juvenile arthritis or this or that. We imbricated the antitoxin at the injection sites and used the healing love and some of the other things and cleared it out. So, yeah, look at the thymus and injection sites for kids as well as Master Brain, and the healing love really works great, just rubbing it at the brainstem and the temples with the balance.
I've not used that. I'm going to have to add that one.
Yeah. It's a greatly overlooked formula. The only thing that really comes good out of this call tonight, you know, there's plenty good always comes out of these, but it's really the reacquaintance of all of us to the healing love formula. It is really tremendously powerful.
Oh, talking about the staff strap, I've had really, really good success with no totem and potentizing that. With a staff strap as well. So
you'll see that a lot in the Tourette's kids and kids that have OCD, you know, starting with OCD and behaviors like that. There's always a history of chronic strep and you have to do strep and antibiotic detox at the same time.
Because most of your strep is transgenerational.
Exactly, and it's also, you know, mutated. So, yeah, it gets into sophisticated stuff. Thank you for sharing so much.
You bet.
This is Bruce Halvex. You folks were talking about herpes. I did a lot of work with herpes. I'm not a doctor, but I am very inquisitive. And if you take that silver before you put it on, like Dr. Davis was talking about, you put the stress relief inside the bottle. I put between 10 and 20 drops in the bottle. I got a much better effect when I used that. And then I combined it with L-lysine, massive doses, like, you know, 10 capsules, and never even breaks the surface if you get it soon enough. But my real question was migraine. I know they are caused by a lot of different things. I, by accident, tried Tranquility, Stress Relief, and Magnesium, and it worked half the time. So I'd like to hear what you folks use to increase the probabilities. I know it's caused by a lot of different stuff, but you give me your best shot.
Well, let's start with that formula, what you did there, because you said Tranquility, Stress Relief, and Magnesium.
Yeah, calms is what I used.
Okay. The number one mineral element in utilization of the brain is lithium, followed quickly by magnesium. Lithium ions, okay, and so Tranquility has an activating energetic for lithium. And so that works for brain electrical synaptic control. But what we see in migraines is tremendous amount of liver gallbladder involvement and gastrointestinal dysfunction.
Really?
Oh. Yeah, absolutely. And so we look again at liver, spleen, pancreas, GI aid.
Then going back to the healing love lotion over the pain zone.
Yeah, temples, brainstem, TMJs, mastoid air spaces.
What's that?
Right behind your ear, there's a little bone, okay? Probably half the people on the call had some form of mastoiditis at one time or another in their life as little kids.
And that's all healing love?
They're great points to get into balance. Brainstem, both mastoids, both TMJs, and both frontal sinuses, right and left of the nose, you know, just below the lateral to the bridge of the nose, right under the eye orbit. The other area is the parotid glands up above the Adam's apple and guys, and, you know, where you're along with tonsils. But I found personally that balancing head and neck function and energetics is 100 times more powerful than chasing after all the poor organs down below that are trying to fix up what's been dysregulated from above.
Okay. What about the stress relief and the tranquility? Is there a certain ratio, or is that a good combination?
It's a good combination, and it depends on the individual. B6 is another. Here again, B6, we look and see if the person has excretion problems, digestive problems, poor elimination of the bowel, doesn't tolerate coffee, tea, hard cheeses, blue cheese, red wine. All those things are triggers for irritating the liver or cytochrome P450 pathway and or creating migraines. So
I don't know if this is an anomaly because it hasn't happened again, but I added this all to Willard water. I put the drops and the magnesium in Willard water.
Sure.
But it seemed to speed up the whole process.
It's a catalytic, you know.
Yeah, I guess the pathway is moving, sure. Breaks little barriers on the cellular membrane side. So, yeah, that makes sense.
Okay, but the healing love, it seems like the thing I'm really missing.
Yes. It helps break the cycle once it gets going, as you know. Once you're into the migraine, once it gets kind of going, it's really tough to break that cycle. And what I found is that healing love has that opportunity to break that cycle.
Well, it's a good one to take over the liver gallbladder.
Yep.
Go into that right rib cage and just come right up around to the sternum. And while you're at it, just go straight up through and hit the thymus because you're going to release some biggies on that one. And it's usually anger and frustration. And
See, it's my fault again.
That sort of thing.
Okay, one other side question. Have you guys seen an increase in food poisoning?
Yes, tremendously.
Yeah.
And gastroparesis.
Because it seems like it's like a plague. Everybody has all these different illnesses. What seems to happen is it looks like flu or back pain or some other pains, and it turns out that it's food poisoning.
Well, get a barcode reader, see where stuff's coming from.
Well, we've kind of identified just all the veggies that are bagged in the plastic bags because it creates an incubation process for the microbes to grow that may be dormant, stumped in about a greenhouse effect.
Energy tools could enhance the healing in that because I just don't even know where to start on that one. But it's so flagrant and
acute immune and GI aid right out of the gate.
Right out the gate.
Really hammer the acute immune, but it's rampant. I won't buy anything that comes out of China or Southeast Asia, Vietnam, any of those places.
Oh, I just gave back a bag of shrimp that came from Vietnam. There's no way.
Yeah, no. And the barcodes will identify a country of origin. They have to. They may not tell you on the packaging.
And what's the best probiotic that you guys have seen?
There are several good ones.
Normal kind or spore type?
Normal for me.
Yeah, for me, normal as well.
And then mix it with the GI aid and the acute immune.
And do real high frequency. And again, one of the things Stephen alluded to was putting in biological sponges. Also, Marco Pharma makes a product called Luvos powder and Luvos capsules. You can get zeolite energy from Energy Tools along with zeolite capsules. Zeo Gold is a good one. ACZ Nano is one I know of that I've used successfully. Bentonite powder. All these things are biological sponges. You know, the old charcoal, bentonite, you name it, put it all together. You need to sop up. It's like kitty litter for toxins. Zeolite's interesting in that the porosity of it on a submolecular level will accept toxins and solvents and not accept normal minerals such as calcium, magnesium, potassium, sodium, etc.
So how far in a time do you do that between the GI aid and the acute immune? I don't want it to get all absorbed into the sponges.
They won't. Talking about energy and biology.
Okay, great. I'm all set. Thanks, guys.
This is Ann Vogler in Pennsylvania. I have a question about trigeminal neuralgia. Pretty bad case, and we're trying to work from many angles here, and it's very extreme. The person's been incinerated, you know, radiated, cut, you know, surgeried, everything, and nothing seems to be able to work. She feels better when she's on my healing table, and then she has to go back to her environment. We're working on her environment. I'm just wondering if you have any secrets.
What was the trigger to the trigeminal neuralgia?
I can't answer that. I'm sorry.
Do you know age of onset?
emotional trigger to it, very emotional triggers.
When you say she's been cut, has she actually had a rhizotomy performed?
She's had surgery that I don't know the details of, to tell you the truth.
Well, did they do a surgery to cut the nerve?
Yes, still fires up. And when I've tried to track what's firing it, it seems to be a gamut of she can't go into a room where there's any electromagnetics. We've already addressed that in her environment. Seems to have helped somewhat to reduce that load because she's in a very high geopathic stress area. So that's been dealt with, but nonetheless, there's still stuff going on. She's better, but emotional triggers happen, this and that.
Is she using any of the energy tool pendants?
Pendants? No.
How long she had it?
Been dealing with it since her divorce and moving into her family home, or her family of origin home. So she's on her own in this home, and lots of emotional triggers that happen, especially dealing with children.
Is it unilateral? Is it on the right side only?
It's on the left side, actually.
There you go. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
If she's had a rhizotomy, she still has left-sided trigeminal neuralgia. We'll need to talk about that one off the air. Schedule a consult with Dr. Davis, and you can schedule a little consult with myself, and we'll talk about that. But there's definitely a very heavy influence there that needs to be dealt with, and she's going to have to participate very actively. She wants to let it in the rearview mirror. But Healing Love is a great, great place to start, and forgiveness. I would just go there. If you're not using it, employ that to start.
All right, yeah.
Literally, if she's had a rhizotomy, the nerve is cut. It's still there. It's still there, but it's severed. So the pain is a memory. It's not unreal. It's very real for her, but it's, if you go to a neurologist that did the rhizotomy, he's going to say it's a physical impossibility for you to have any pain like that.
So what it does is it fits into the phantom limb concept.
Exactly.
But actually what it is, it's an emotional attachment and a spiritual attachment to the pain that set it off. So she has lots of emotional work that needs to be done around that.
The other thing I wanted to mention, thank you for that, and I would like to actually work with you off air. I also, a couple of comments regarding some of the magnesium sources. One excellent one for so many of the calls that have come before where magnesium was talked about is the one from Nutramedics, which is magnesium malate. Fabulous, fabulous formula, and it's been enhanced by Yuri's energies, I believe. As well as earlier when we talked about adrenals, I didn't know if you had had any experience using Isocort on adrenal physiology repair because it takes a very long time to bring adrenals back online, as I understand, and also to break the cycles of the orientation to stress and stress response that seems to be part of the human drama.
Isocort from Basilecan?
Yes.
Yeah. They're a little fussy about who they sell to.
Oh, very. But you can still get it online.
Yeah, yeah.
Online pharmacies.
Sophisticated stuff.
It's excellent. You know,
it is excellent.
It takes, I think, when you understand, as I've understood, the adrenal physiology repair window is about 18 months to 2 years.
Well, here's the mechanism. If you can put your patient in a medical coma for 4 months,
it
would only take 4 months. So the problem is they participate in their illness and their stressors. They have learned out of maladaptive behavior to live on their adrenal energy, because they can't get their normal circadian rhythm to participate because they won't allow their body to recover from the stressors.
Absolutely true.
This is Dr. Carolyn Hamburger, a naturopath in Ashland, Oregon. I have a patient who has developed COPD, had asthma as a child. It disappeared. Last few years had episodes during exercise where breathing became very labored, and then had some surgery, had to appear in the ICU, and they determined it was COPD.
Okay. How old?
Early 70s.
Smoker, non-smoker?
Years ago was a smoker.
I would, just off the top of the head, because I have some very interesting cases with some lung issues that we're working with right now, and that would be the longevity formula, coupling that with brain support.
Okay.
Just to get started, how long have you been working with her?
about a year and a half.
Okay.
She's tried all kinds of Chinese herbs.
Mm-hmm.
She went on Singulair. That didn't help at all. She doesn't want to go on steroids, so steroid inhaler.
Mm-hmm.
But the Singulair didn't work, and I've tried about every kind of Chinese herb or brain lung support that I can find, and nothing has worked.
Have you ever used Respiractin?
No.
It's from Sunforce International.
What is in that?
Oh, it's a bunch of stuff, but I have people with COPD on it, cystic fibrosis kids, people with lung cancer while they're treating lung cancer to keep the rest of their lungs working.
Wow.
And I always look for etiology. If she's in Oregon, you may want to look at mulgeats and funguses for sure as a major burden of the sinuses into the lungs.
It's very toxic here.
If she's had recent loss in the family of a spouse, a child, a close friend, or whatever, the lungs are depression and fear of death and that sort of thing. So you want to look at that emotional burden if there is one.
Okay.
Healing love?
Yeah, would be a wonderful remedy to put on her lungs.
Absolutely, always appropriate.
Okay, and sounds like it would work on scars. She's got a lot of scars. Would that work?
Oh, of course.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
Yeah, it reactivates them and allows energy to transfer. Yeah.
We rub in the healing love and then follow with straight 643 nanometer wavelength of a laser. And we laser all scars, including the first scar, which is the umbilicus.
And do you have a relatively inexpensive laser, or are they all terribly expensive?
No, there's several ones out that are really pretty good, you know, under a couple $100, under $300. And if she has a spirometer, you should take spirometry readings. You should take, you know, her inhalation, exhalation, et cetera, and start slowly when you start with the Respiractin, because it can actually increase elasticity rapidly enough to get where they'll start inspiring and expiring and stretching and breaking adhesions of the COPD. And I'll be coughing up bloody mucus and sort of things like that.
So where do you start at? How much do you start with?
I don't look at standard dosing, but I usually do like a kid's dose, like a quarter to a half of a regular adult's dose in pure water. So there you go.
Well, thank you so much for that. I'm very excited about this healing love lotion. It sounds like it's going to help. Have you had good success healing COPD?
What we try to do when you have a chronic degenerative disease is stop it in its tracks. That's a win. If you can get some reversal of fortunes, that's an unexpected pleasure. But usually with this, you will help maintain the passageways and good respiratory exchange and slowly, steadily restore some elasticity. But it stops the degeneration process and at least slows it significantly.
And what about
oxygen drops?
Absolutely. And the Respiractin in warm water, more like taking like a tea than as a medicine. You know, like people tend to slug down herbals like they're, we got to get this down. And really they should be kind of savored and meted out over time in a nice warm tea type fashion. Rather than, you know, Americans just tend to look at medicine as something you just slam into your body and go about your life. I think it's the way we also need to address some of the things that we use. You know, have the person rub the healing love in and, you know, put the drops on and rub it on the base of their neck and rub it over their sternum and rub it on the thyroid. And just sip and take your tea and put your energy toll drops in with your herbal teas and so forth and savor them. Over time, they can be had in any state of degeneration from hot to room temperature to, I've taken iced Respiractin in the summer with herbals and longevity formula. Definitely, you want to put longevity in her protocol no matter what.
Okay, can you put all this in water and carry it around in a plastic bottle all day? Will that harm anything?
Well, it depends on the type of bottle and so forth.
Yeah, we find that it's the intention. So if the person is willing to, you know, if they cannot in their lifestyle get it done in a particular time in and around the house or office or wherever it is, but they can get it done if they put it in a bottle and take it with them, then it's better for them to do that than do nothing. So when we look at benefit, it will create benefit for them because they're participating and they're becoming consciously aware of what they're trying to do, and they're going to have some medicinals from herbs as well as some energy tools that's going to allow their body to perform at a higher level. As they begin to improve, they'll pay attention better.
Okay, thank you so much. Thank you very much, Caroline. Now we have one last caller. We're going to put Sharon Wampler on the line, and then we want to just spend just a few minutes on the upcoming flu season and address that, and then we're going to be done. Sharon, if you would like to ask your question.
Hi, Constance. Hi, Jeff. This is Sharon Wampler from San Diego. I actually do not have a question. I just wanted to introduce myself, say hello. I've been just listening in on the call for the past hour, and I do some research with Yuri and Constance on various remedies out here in San Diego with the UCSD Cancer Center. And actually, a friend of mine is going to be coming to you shortly, Tina Webb Walker. She lives outside of Ole, Pennsylvania, and she has stage 4 lymphoma, light chain disease, and kidney failure, and previously had pyoderma gangrenosa for many years. But
well, thanks for sending an easy one our way.
Yeah. She's actually taking some Protocell right now that Yuri energized for me a couple weeks ago, and she's been taking that faithfully and has managed to get in to make an appointment to see you. So you'll be seeing her shortly, hopefully.
All right. Well, we will definitely be consulting on that one. And
but thank you for the information, and that's it.
Okay, Sharon. Well, thank you very much for listening, and I hope that this information gave you some more insight on some of the research projects that we're working on.
Yeah, great.
Good. Okay. So if I could ask Dr. Davis and Dr. Marangel to just touch on the flu season and how to address it early to get their patients back on the road more quickly.
Well, I find that in the cold and flu season, everybody kind of wanders around. They keep waiting for the pandemic. And the bottom line is that each individual is taking responsibility for themselves, is that when your stresses go up, your immune system goes down. Also, when we're in happy, loving lifestyle, our body biochemistry, our bioterrain tends to run more alkaline. And when we're stressed, it tends to run more acidic. So we always find that when patients kind of do the self-sabotage and the pity party, the anger, frustration, et cetera, and they're in a hurry and they don't know why, and the viruses tend to fly around and tend to stay longer in cold fronts, I just find it's interesting that, as Jeff mentioned earlier about the equinox, et cetera, that's coming up, is that what we have is that we have electromagnet field changes, we have lifestyles, we have hurry up and got to get it done. And then when somebody is stricken, they look around as if, why me? Well, if we just pay attention to the simple illustrations and the observations, and that is when my stresses go up, I need to rest and recover. And when I'm in a state of acidosis, there's a tendency for bad things to happen to good people. So if we become stricken, then it's just a matter of saying, okay, what do we need to do? So you rest, you recover, and a couple of the remedies that I find very fun, work really well, Malivit, Acute Immune, have a tendency to really kind of stop some things in its tracks. Flu Be Gone has the ability to stop. So when you mix the three together, take it as a tincture, and if you have other things that you do, such as you're sipping on your echinacea tea, drop it into your tea. So I just find that if we can take advantage of the energy push that comes from the energy tool formulas, that those things that we have used traditionally that we kind of know works. We all have our little pet peeve things that we like to do when we feel that illness beginning to get us. And I just find if we add in the Malivit, the Acute Immune, and maybe even a little touch of longevity, because it helps wake up the DNA and the energy, what will happen is that the suffering is minimized.
Great. Jeff, do you have anything to add to that?
Stay out of the Walmarts. Because I'm afraid the next thing you're going to do when you walk into Walmarts, Walgreens, or wherever is just automatically, you can't come in the store unless somebody jams a needle in your arm. So what's up with that? And I don't know what's happening out in the West Coast, but every place I turn around, they're now dispensing medicine. I think it might be the new medical plan. Dispense with the hospitals. We'll just give you medical care at Walmart. So anyway, I would just tell the people that really, really are concerned to come up with a mental concept to defend their minds against the barrage of negative information. Maybe we ought to come up with, you know, denial drops or something. But really, the biggest thing is we just keep getting more and more toxic information fed to us about what should be happening, and thoughts are things, and they become manifestations of that. So we need to definitely minimize stress and keep our immune systems up and so forth and so on. But we also need to get conscious and really aware about wherever the whole sheeple thing is being herded to, and look at it with eyes wide open and say, okay, this is an agenda of a lot of people who are pushing what's good for them. And flu schmo, that's how I look at it, really. I never get the flu. My family doesn't get the flu. 99% of our clients don't get it. We do keep their immune systems up. We do tell them what to do. But most of all, we just tell them, forget about it. And we just look at it with disinterest. People say, what do you think about the flu epidemic? I say, I don't think about it at all. Are you going to buy into the mass hysteria or not? Is a major player.
You're absolutely right. It's very important to have the right mindset. But for the people that do get the flu, do you have any advice?
Well, what helps with that? What do we have? Acute Immune, Thymus, Healing Love,
Malibu.
Master Brain, definitely. And what do we do to keep our system up in the first place? Immune support, straight up. Take it all winter long. Our kids, I developed the chewable colostrum for kids. It's got probiotics and 20% IgG colostrum. I have families, they just stay on that from the beginning of school to the end of school. Their kids take one or two of those a day, chew them up in the morning. They don't get sick. They got probiotics and immunoglobulins going in every day. My boys are 22 and 25. I made it for them when they were 6, 8 years old. They've been taking it their whole lives. So simple prevention is really keep your probiotics up, keep your gastrointestinal immune system up, and if you start with it, keep your energy system up. Definitely keep your energy. That's why I like Master Brain and longevity. I love longevity for pediatrics and young people. Longevity is probably the most across-the-board, give me 15, 20 drops of that every day. I don't travel anywhere without it. 25 drops morning and night. Put it in, you know, some green tea. You can put it in about anything. Longevity is a great across-the-board formula. I find it valued to be tremendous for young people. The aloe base just helps in microdoses just to keep the GI system in a wonderful condition.
Mm-hmm.
Wonderful. Thank you very much. It's been a very good call. We thank Dr. Maringel and Dr. Davis for all their expertise and all of the questions that were asked. They were excellent. Our next call will be up in about 30 days. The topic hasn't been quite decided yet, so stay tuned and you'll be notified. I'm going to unmute this just in case there is anyone that has anything that they want to add before we leave.
This is Carolyn Hamburger. I just want to thank you all for doing this great call. Thank you.
And this is Glennie Finesmith, and I just want to say it was really, really informational. Thank you both so much, all of you.
Greatly appreciated.
Sarah Jones, again, thank you. And a quick question. Dr. Maringel, what lab and test do you recommend for determining heavy metal levels, specifically mercury? I'm in Atlanta in chiropractic school, and I'm having trouble finding a lab.
Well, Metametrics is right there in your
town. Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah,
Metametrics does an excellent job, and they can do it relatively inexpensive, and you can connect right into them.
Okay.
Yes, they're excellent.
Okay. And what tests do they do? Do they do the hair or the urine?
They'll do urine as well as hair.
Okay.
So, again, it's, they have a nice profile, and they cater to you, so I'm really impressed with where they're headed and what their game plan is.
Okay. Thank you much. Thank
Welcome.
All of you. It makes me impatient to hurry and get out of school.
This is Ann Vogler in Pennsylvania. I also have a severe case of psoriasis that's extreme, and I could use some advice. What's the best way to do these offline conference calls?
The easiest way is a bump of email, because then it gives us a chance to think about it and connect back, but always with your contact information and as much information as possible.
Even tag a photograph to the to the skin so we get a good look at what it is.
We talked earlier this evening. I had a little boy who had, I'll post it up, let you guys see it, but he had they said it was a hemangioma on his left arm. But it didn't come from birth, and it consumed almost half of from his wrist to his elbow.
Wow.
We found it was viral, and it looked more like a cauliflower-type lesion.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
We did an antiviral and laser and so forth to start, but the first night we talked, and I said, you know, you're angry, and you hate this part of you, and you are embarrassed and ashamed about it. We talked about it. I said, look, I don't see out of my left eye, but I don't hate my left eye anymore. I did when I was younger that I couldn't see right and this and that, and I was really frustrated. But I said, your responsibility is to just love that part of you and that look at that arm and look at your other arm, and you help me make your left arm like your right arm by not hating it and being angry at it anymore.
Wow.
And if you ever want to see healing in pediatrics, you got to give them the talk. No one is more honest than kids.
Oh, boy.
They
That's fun
totally for- understand it. Yeah. We're going to circumscribe that whole area with healing love because I used some things on the thymus and so on and so on. But even I, you know, as much as we've used this stuff, you just tend to forget. You're not think of all your tools in your toolbox. You go, oh, look at that. Fell down a crack in my toolbox. I better grab that because that always works. You know, I forgot about that. And you pull it out, and I can't wait to use some healing love on that. So this call has been fantastic for me, even as one of the presenters. We always learn something. We always give something. There's always a takeaway for me. And
Absolutely.
Thanks to everybody being on here. That's what it's really all about.
God bless you for your work.
Well,
yeah.
Can I add something on psoriasis?
Yes.
We have employees that have it, relatives that have it, and friends that have it, and they've been taking longevity and spraying it topically on eczema and psoriasis, and it's gone.
Wow.
So
yeah, it's very magical on skin for sure. Very magical.
Yummy.
But the other thing I would do just as a footnote is get a your fatty acid profile online so it's more balanced. There's other things, but that would be the two things I would think of right out of the chute. Longevity internally and externally. Right.
Yep.
And then
fatty acid and liver.
And fatty acid. Okay. I see dramatic behavior shifts on skin with longevity across the board.
Great, yeah. And
Well, beautiful. You could probably get knocked in the head because longevity can help repair the DNA expression.
God bless you. Thank you. Thank
okay.
you. Okay. Thank you to Yuri and Constance for your providing these amazing tools to help us all.
Well, it only works because we do it as a team. So thank you to everyone. And good night.